Good morning, good morning. Welcome back to another episode of Coffee Kalipa, short format podcast. We'd have innocent. I'm thinking about this upcoming week. And of course, we should each be sipping on a little bit of coffee. Now, topic of conversation, something that's fresh on my mind, is idea of earned confidence. Now, I'm about to go and give a presentation in Chicago, and I just got back from semifinals a little bit ago. And so this is just fresh on my mind. Semifinals is a CrossFit competition where athletes are getting ready to then compete to the first in-person competition of the season to get ready for the CrossFit Games. So it's a really big deal. In regards to my talk here in Chicago, that's a really big deal for me, right? I want to be able to present on a concept of forging elite leadership to gym owners, to coaches, and I want to be able to make an impact. It's really important to me. And so what I'm reflecting on is something that I'm constantly thinking about in different areas of my life, but I wanted to bring it up to you today, is the idea of earned confidence. So I'm watching the athletes, I'm commentating at the event, and I'm thinking to myself that for these athletes, what I really leaned on all the years that I competed was every day, every hour, every week, every month, am I earning the confidence to know that when I get onto that, you know, field, when I get onto that, you know, arena, that I have earned the confidence through hard work to go and perform. And if you have, then you just go out there and you go execute on your game plan. That's the goal. And you execute. And competing is a skill in itself. And so, you know, if you're listening to this and you're trying to get better at the sport of CrossFit or any sport, the more you compete, generally the better you get at it. And you can be really good off the field. But as soon as you get on, there's a bunch of things that happen that pressures and stresses you don't have when you're doing it just in your garage. So the more you compete, the better you're gonna get. But ultimately, by earning your confidence off the field will help you on the field. And then when you're on the field, the more times you compete, you can again start to build up your earned confidence to really build this snowball effect to get you where you wanna get to in the future. But it also relates to speaking engagements, to getting ready for a meeting. Something I'm thinking about is I'm going over this PowerPoint time and time and time again, having meetings with our team to make sure that I'm prepared and we're prepared to give our best effort when we're speaking in front of these gym owners and coaches. And I wanna know that when I walk up onto that stage, or when you walk in your next meeting, or when you take the next call, that you've earned the confidence through tons and tons of reps, through practice and repetition, to know that you're gonna go up there and you're gonna go ahead and reach your potential. And so no matter what you're doing, make sure that you're putting in the back work, the work to really walk up there and go ahead and have that new sales role or whatever you're doing with the earned confidence. Because I could tell myself all I want that I'm prepared. But if I haven't actually backed that up with real work ethic, it's just gonna fall flat. So I need to A, tell myself I'm prepared, because B, I'm backing it up with actually preparing. So earn your confidence every day, whether it's in the arena, on the floor, on that sales call, whatever it is, learn as much as you can about what you're referring to or speaking on so you can go out there and crush it. Fresh on my mind, I head out early tomorrow morning for Chicago, and I'm putting in some work here today at the gym to make sure I feel extra good when I walk up on that stage. I have that earned confidence to add value. If you like these conversations, right, whether it's a little bit more business like this, a little fitness, a little bit of family, go back, check out the other Coffee with Kalipas, check out our other podcast episodes, keep crushing it, and keep earning your confidence, not perceived confidence. Perceived confidence doesn't work. Earn your confidence every day so you can go out there and smash it. Let's go.